Today's share in the Dear Shu Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Kuf Lamed Daled Amud Aleph. We're in the third volume of Mishnah Berurah in the middle of Simin Shen Yud Ches, which deals with some of the halachos of Bishul on Shabbos. We're at Siv Daled. The Mechaber writes, Tavshil Shen is Bashil Cold Circle. If you have a food that has already been fully cooked, cold circle. Yesh bo mishum bishul im nitztanin. If it cools off and then you put it back on the fire, so then there is an isser of bishul over here that is cooking on Shabbos, which is not allowed. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot Nechav Beis, v'chol adinim ha'asur mishum bishul, any of the laws prohibiting bishul on Shabbos, on an uncooked food, afilu liten al akira, even to put it on top of an oven, or a tanur, a different type of oven. We've talked previously about the differences between the kira and the tanur in terms of which oven is more hot, but they both essentially have a lot of the same halachas in regards to cooking. If you're doing this kodim hesek, if you're doing this prior to the fire being lit, it is osur, you're not allowed to do this. Kamosha causes simen reish nun gimel, you're not allowed to do this, it is an issa derabanan, even to put it on when there is no fire over there. And of course, then you'll light the fire later on. That still is an issa derabanan. Dear Shavuot number 38 brings down, af lahamid b'shabes kedera chama al tanur kobui, she'osid lidolik, even to put a hot kedera, a hot pot, on a tanur that is now cold but will eventually be lit. So Shlomo Zalman Zatzal brings down, since you're intending to put it over there, obviously, to get hot, once it's cooled off, that is also forbidden. That is an issur derabbanan. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot Nechav Gimel says there is an issur of bishul over here, v'yalkein osur min ha-Torah, and to put it directly onto a flame after it's cooled out, that's an issur min ha-Torah. L'haniach ha-tavshel hazeh b'shabes mokum cham shayatzu lettuce bo, to put this kedera, this dish over here, into an oven that has a fire in it, and it has a temperature of yatzu lettuce bo, that is an issur d'oraisa. However, to go and mix it in with a tavshil that is boiling or bubbling, that is in a klisheni, it's not directly on the fire, then one has opinions that say you could be lenient. The issue foot number 39 brings down from the lashon over here that used yesh lahakel, one could be lenient, it implies that the standard opinion would be lahachmir bazeh. And Dayan Weiss Zatzal in the Shelus Chuvus Minchas Yitzchak brings down that this is all according to the Shulchan Aruch, who holds Shabishul Achar Bishul Balach Shenitztanin Legamrei Osman HaTorah. This goes according to the opinion that even for solid foods that have cooled off, the Shulchan Aruch's opinion, it's Osman HaTorah to reheat them. However, as we'll see, the opinion of the Ramah is more makel. He holds this would only be an Issa D'Rabbanan, and we'll learn this in Yitzchak Hashem in the upcoming Sifim. Therefore, according to the Ramah, mutar lechatchila la'ariv tamtzis titzonenes b'mayim roschin hanimtzo b'klisheni. One could add over here the sense of tea, the essence of tea, into a hot cup that's in a klisheni, unless it's bubbling still, well beyond the shear of yatzo lettuce bo, but it's at the shear of yad nichvis bo, you get burned from it. In that situation, there are those that would be machmir and would say that you have to pour it into a klishlishi, which is frequently the recommended way to do it. And that's because a klisheni, that is such a high temperature, it does have the ability over here to cook certain things, according to some opinions. He then brings down an even more lenient opinion, Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal brings down, based upon the Ramah, who holds that bishul achar bishul belach shenitztani, if you have cooking of something that's already been cooked, there's no gravy over here, it's a solid object, and it's cooled off, he says it's only a chumrah not to recook it again, and therefore, a mistabel ahachmer bebishul achar bishul beklisheni, kishayad nichvizbo, he says you would not have to be machmer, even in a klisheni that is very, very hot. Now we go to the Mishnah Berurah of Kohen Chav Dalet, who writes, Im nitztanin, if it's cooled off, then there's a problem according to the Mechaber, hainu she'en hayatzu lettuce bo, we're talking here, that it's cooled down to below the temperature of yatzo lettuce bo. Afshu ktsas chamadayim. It's still not room temperature, it's still a little bit warm, but it's below yatzo lettuce bo. However, avol ma yatzo lettuce bo, if it still is at the temperature of yatzo lettuce bo, even though afshin it's stanin mirich sichoso, it's no longer boiling hot, lo shayach bo bishul o, then there is no concern still of bishul achar bishul over here. The bechlal roseachu, it's still called boiled, then bishul achar bishul in that situation, we don't have a concern. And he says, "V'davka leaning lachziru l'taner." This is only to return it to the taner. Kishu gorf min agecholim oshem amume. This is only if you have, so to say, a blech on it. The gecholim, the charcoals, are covered up in some way, or that they're already no longer lit, albeit they may be hot. Avol l'taner kisheino gorf. But if the taner is not having a blech on it, so to say, v'koshekein aloish mamish, and certainly to put it directly on the fire, also lachzik l'kuliyam afilu rosech gomer. Then you're not allowed to put it back, even if it's still boiling hot. You're not allowed to return it directly to the fire, as we've learned already in Reish Nun Gimel. Again, the Mishnah Berurah now tells us, so calls Zehu Da'as HaMechaber. This is the Mechaber's opinion. The Ramah is Momekel. Aval Ramah, Lekamen B'sif Tezvav, B'Hagah, they will see that the Ramah says that Kol Zman Shalon Instanin Legamre, Noag Lohokel. If it hasn't totally cooled off, then there is a lenient opinion that says you can return it. The Ein Bo Mishum Bishul, because there is no Bishul, and we'll wait till we get the Ayin Shom. Now the Ramah says, Hagah, V'yeshomim Davko Imitztamek V'yofalo. He brings down from the Rabbeinu Yeruchim that which the Mechaber says over here, that you're not allowed to go and return it, if it's cooled off, is only in a situation where additional cooking will benefit it. And the Mishnah Berurah explains this, Sivkot Nuchafei, Avalim Itztamik Ralo, but if the additional cooking actually makes it worse, then Mutul Aniach Somuch L'Medura, then you can place this pot near the fire, Afilu B'mokom Sh'yatzu Lezbo, even if it will reach a temperature of Yatzu Lezbo. And he says, look in the Bach as well, Sheposach Kisar Rishoner, who's Machmer over here, Dein Chiluk Bazeh, who doesn't hold it, it makes a difference whether in Stamik Ralo, in Stamik Biofalo, and this is also the opinion of the Vilna Gaon, Mechei Mashma Bevir Agro. The Mechaber continues and he writes, V'im lo nizbashu kol tzorcho, if you're dealing over here with something that wasn't fully cooked and then got cool, as we just said, but you're dealing with something that was not fully cooked. V'afilu nizbashu k'maychol ben drosoy. Now, it was cooked enough that it was edible, like the maychol ben drosoy that we've been talking about many times in the past and even recently, which is either halfway cooked or a third of the way cooked and is edible. So then, shayach bo bishul, then it's real bishul daraisa, afilu ba'od dorosech, even if it's still boiling hot, and you place it on the fire, that is called bishul. Daraisa. He qualifies this, however, and he says, Bahani Mili, this is true, Shiesh Bo Bishul Achar Bishul, when you're dealing over here, that this is a cooking after cooking. B'tavsho Shiesh Bo Morok, that this tavshul over here that's fully cooked has some gravy on it. Aval Dovish Nizbashel Kvar, but if it's something that's totally cooked, Behu Yavish, and it's totally dry, there is no gravy over here, Mutul Yishroso B'chamin B'Shabbos, then you would be allowed to go and soak it in hot water on Shabbos. Now we said a lot over here. Let's look inside in the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkot N'Chavav. Kemaychol Ben Drosoy, he says, V'hu Adin Yosin, of course, if it's more than that, Achi Gomer Bishulo, any point in between where it's edible, Kemaychol Ben Drosoy, up to being fully cooked, that's what the Mechaber is talking about, Lo Nizbashel Kol Tzorcho. And here, Shayach Bo Bishul Minatorah. If you put this back on the fire, this is an Issa Deraisa Bishul Minatorah. Dirshu foot number 40 brings down over here, Ubishir Mevushal Kol Tzorcho. How do you define fully cooked? So Rav Yashu Zatzal brings down, fully cooked is defined as the amount that the Stam Odom Ochel Oso Kach Shalo B'Shasa Tchach. That a regular person would eat this, considered fully cooked. That's the shear of fully cooked. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot N'Chav Zayin writes, Afilu Ba'odo Roseach. If food is not fully cooked and you put it back on the fire, it's an Issa Deraisa, even if it's still boiling hot. Upashut, the Mishnah Berurah says, it's straightforward, obvious, ta'afilu ayde'enu Yehudi, also ligmar habishul. You can't ask a non-Jewish person to do that, that would be an Issa Derabanan, Amir Liakim. However, then the Mishnah Berurah adds, v'nira, it appears to me, says, debidi'evit, after the fact, ein lesser atavshul, this cooked item is not going to be osir. The yesh lismoch ala poskim, one can rely upon those poskim that say, shesovrim, the kivan shenispashul kemaychol ben drosoy, since it was already cooked to the extent where it's edible. Shuv ein bozeh mishum bishul. Then once it's already considered cooked enough that it's edible, there is no din of bishul achar bishul in this situation, and therefore b'di'evit after the fact, you wouldn't asur this tavshil as being cooked on Shabbos. Sivkot M'chavches, the Mishnah Berurah explains the Mechaber who said that this was true. We said when there was no soup on it, wrote Salomar, Hodi Amorin de Benitztanein Shayach Bishul B'chol Gavna. That which we said, that if something is cooled off, there is an Isser of Bishul, it's only if it doesn't have the soup. As we say in Sivkot M'chavches, it doesn't have this morik, it doesn't have this gravy. Because the Mishnah Berurah says, the B'dav Halach, if it's something that's still moist, Kivin She'ozul Chamimusu Benitztanein, even though the heat is gone from it, it's now cold, Batul Mimenu Shem Bishul Horishon. The status of it being cooked is no longer considered over here because it's moist and it's wet, it's maruk, and when you reheat it up, that's considered now cooking it for the first time. But if it's cold and non-watering, then it's not. Dishufudim 41 explains the difference over here between the Dover Yavish and the Dover Lach. By a Dover Yavish, it's not considered that you're re-cooking it, but by a Dover Lach, it is. So he brings down from the Tilul Adobit. Sheb Dover Yavish, shehiz bashel, a dry item that was cooked, it's recognized even when it cools off that it still was cooked. As opposed to a Dover Lach, it's no longer recognizable that it was cooked once it's cooled off. It's only recognizable that it's cooked when it's hot. And this is also the opinion of the Chazon Ish, who explains, in a dry thing, when it's cooled off, that which softened it, that's cooking, is still recognizable. As opposed to a dover lach, shelo shayach bo richuch, it's not considered softened over here, and therefore, bishulo v'tikuno nikba lefi chamimuso, it's only considered over here cooked when it's hot. L'ken kishin etztani, when it's cold, nafkum minu shei mevushel, it loses its status of being cooked. The Chazon Ish explains further that there are opinions that say, Ein bishul acha bishul, even by a dover lachshin, it's done in legamre. Why is that? He says, according to them, af bedover lach nikar habishul sheis bashal. They hold that even though it's now cold, it's still recognizable, even for a dover lach, that it was previously cooked. And he says, mayim mevusholim einun domin lemayim chayim. That water that has been cooked is not comparable to water that has never been cooked. And the Ran explains this in a similar idea, that water that was once boiled is easier to boil the second time than water that's never been boiled. And similar ideas expressed by the Egelet Tal. Shiadua Berufui says it's known medically that water that was cooked is different than water that was never cooked. Chas v'shalom, I'm not arguing with these great achronim, but I do not think that we would be able to detect medically a difference in water that was cooked and totally cooled off and water that was never cooked at all. The Mishnah Berurah continues in Sifkat and Lamed, and he writes regarding a previously cooked item that is totally dry, it's Yovesh. Hainu, Shinis Bashal called Charcoal. Here we're talking about something that was fully cooked, not Kemaichel Ben Drosoy, but fully cooked, and there is no Marak on it. So the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat and Lamed Aleph explains that the Mechaber told us in this situation, you would be allowed to go and rinse it in hot water on Shabbos. And he explains why, Dafko Shinis Bashal, because it was already cooked. Avalam Nonis Bashal, if it wasn't fully cooked, El Nishra Meir of Shabbos Bechli Rishon Shayatzu Lettuce Bo, but if it was just rinsed in hot water to the point that it was Yatzu Lettuce Bo, then Osur Lishroso Bechamin Shayatzu Lettuce Bo B'Shabbos. You wouldn't be allowed to re-soak it in hot water on Shabbos. The Av Agav, the Ein Kanto Seves Bishal, even though technically you're not going to make it cook further by re-soaking it in the water, nevertheless, mikol makom, kos man shalun is bashel mamish elohyo b'chli rishon, since all you had done for it originally was to soak it in a kli rishon, so now when you re-soak it again in the kli rishon in hot water, nitosip bo kitzas bishul, it will get a little bit more cooked, kishaminicho pam sheni b'chamim, when you put it in the hot water again the second time. So a little bit of additional cooking does occur in this situation. However, he brings down, based upon an opinion from the Rambam, as brought down in the Shaar Tzion Osman Beis, the Yesh Mekilim B'Dover, there are those that are more lenient. He then continues, and the Mishnah Berurah says, V'das HaPrima Godim, the Prima Godim holds over here, V'amekilin Mayre B'Dover Shedarko V'Tivo Kal L'Higomer B'Shulo Af B'Kli Rishon Shehusam and Esh. This lenient opinion over here is only for types of foods that are going to be very easily cooked when they're soaked in hot water in a Kli Rishon, even though the Kli Rishon is not on the fire. However, Avo Dover She'en Darko L'Zbashu L'Gamri B'Kli Rishon, but something that will never be fully cooked in a Kli Rishon. L'Kuli Am Osir, then even the Rambam, who's Mekel over here, and others like the Rambam, would not allow you to go and re-soak it again in a Kli Rishon, because it will cook more the second time. And the Mishnah Berurah concludes, and he says, in the name of the Magen Avram, V'tov L'Hachmer B'chol Gavna Ayin Shom. One should be Machmer over here, and not re-soak it in a Kli Rishon with hot water the second time on Shabbos. However, he says, "Chose le'inyan l'shroso b'chli rishon." That's to soak it in a kli rishon. Aval l'shroso b'chli sheni, av shayatzu lettuce bo yesh lohakel b'chol gabna. But if you're placing this dish into a hot water-filled kli sheni, then you would be allowed to do this under all circumstances. Kivin shaberu shabbos nishra b'chamin shayatzu lettuce ben. Since it was already soaking in hot water that had yatzu lettuce bo status to it, so therefore on Shabbos in a kli sheni, it will not cook further by definition. Mishnah Berurah Simchat Lamed Beis explains it's dry when it's yavesh. We're talking about over here. Rotsu Lomar Sheiriko Hamark Menu. There may have been gravy on it, but you removed all the gravy from it, so therefore it halachically is considered a dover yavesh. Dish foot number 42 brings down. You see from here Mashma Shim Nishar Maat Mehamorok Im Hadover Yavesh. If there is some residual Morok liquid over here on this dover yavesh, also litenis atav shel b'chli rishon, then you would not be allowed to go put it back into a kli rishon filled with hot water. Vibnei sheyesh bo bishul achar bishul machmas hamorok shebo, because the liquid inside there would now be recooked, and therefore that would not be allowed. And this is also brought down in the Shulchan Aruch Harav. Shirakim ha-maychol yovish legamri. It has to be totally dry over here without any lichluchus ka, without any moisture or morok soup or gravy at all on it. Then, only then is it considered a dover yovish. But if there's any soup or gravy on it, then it's considered a dover lach, and you wouldn't be allowed to put it into the kli rishon with hot water. However, it brings down that this is not like the more lenient opinion of the sefer Minchas Kohen, who brings down that as long as the majority of this dish is dry, even though there may be a little bit of lichluchis, there may be a little bit of marak on it, you go after the majority, and it has the halachic status of being a dover yovish. How do we paskin? So b'shas hadchach gadol, in great extenuating circumstances, Rav Moshe Feinstein Zatzal in the Igros Moshe writes, shulai yesh lahokel lahachshiv tavshil shiru b'yovish kedover yovish. Under extenuating circumstances, you can rely upon this minchas kohen, shari ha'prima gadim, in the Eishel Avram over here brings down the Divrei Minchas Kohen. And therefore, under extenuating circumstances, you can rely upon this lenient opinion. The Mishnah Berurah continues in Sivkot Lamed Gimel, and he writes, that which we said you're allowed to soak the meat that had been previously soaked on Erev Shabbos in hot water in Kli Rishon, you can now do that again on Shabbos if it's totally dry. He says, Afilu b'Kli Rishon Roseach. This could even be if it was boiling hot in the Kli Rishon. K'deshe nimoach shom via dover lach. And it will get so cooked, so to say, inside this dish that it will become a dover lach. The ain bishul achabishul. This is allowed because, according to this opinion, there is no bishul achabishul for a dover lach. However, avalo yitnu l'kli rishon sha'omid al gabe ha'esh. But you can't put it in the kli rishon that's next to the fire. That would not be allowed. If it has very, very hot water in it, but it's not next to the fire, this opinion says it's okay, but not if it's right next to the fire. Then the Mechaber continues and writes, "Vim hu dover yovesh shelo nisbashel milfnei haShabbos. If it's a dry thing, but it was not cooked before Shabbos, then you would not be allowed to go and do this. Ein shorin also bechamin b'Shabbos. You would not be allowed to put it into a kli rishon with hot water in it on Shabbos." And the Mishnah Berurah explains in Sifkot Lamed Dalet, Shahiyatsu lettuce ben. We're talking here about putting it into hot water that's hot enough that hayatsu lettuce ben. The water is hot enough that your hand would recoil from it. That is considered over here too hot. The Mishnah Berurah continues, he says, this is true, v'afilu im lo yanichu sham ad she'nimach, and you're not even going to leave it in there long enough that it will really get melted or moist. And this would not even be allowed, afilu b'chli sheni. You couldn't even put this into a yatsa lettuce bowl kli sheni over here, nami osu l'shos. You wouldn't be allowed to soak it into even a kli sheni if it was not cooked before Shabbos. Because of a principle of demichsi kimavashal, it looks like you're cooking it over here, as brought down by the Magen Avram in the Shaar Tzion Os Mem Ches. Below Domi Litavlin b'Siftes, this is different than the din of spices that we're going to learn in Siftes in a couple of days. Below Asa, there, the rabbis didn't forbid it, Ela b'Kli Rishon, except in a Kli Rishon. The Tavlin Asui Limate Kakadera, below Mechsek and Vashon, because the whole purpose of putting in spices over here is not to really cook the spices, but it's to sweeten or to improve the flavor in the dish, and therefore nobody would think that that's Mevashel. And since there's technically nothing wrong over here in a Kli Sheni, technically a Kli Sheni is not Mevashel, there is no Isser over here that the rabbis instituted. Dishavu number 45 brings down the same idea would apply in inserting a lemon into a Kli Sheni that is still Yatzo lettuce bowl. For example, you want to add lemon to a teak that is in a second cup in a Kli Sheni. So the Chazon Ish writes, Ein lesor mitzad sheniru kemavashel. We don't say over here, mechzei kemavashel, kiven sha lemon nechshav ketadlin, because we view this lemon over here as a spice being added to the tea. And he says the same thing would apply to the leaves of nana. And he writes down from the Shelos Hachuvos, Or Litzion, Shemuta lesitem b'Kli Sheni. You could go put these nana leaves inside a Kli Sheni as well. Because Mimesha Usuyin Lamatek es Mashke, because they're there here to sweeten or to flavor the drink, the Nechshavim Ketavlin, they have the halachic status of Tavlin. He does bring down it's possible that the Mishnah Berurah disagrees, but in any event, we will conclude today's share on this note.